Namaste, welcome to Samvad, Together in Conversation, and I'm Sunil Rao here. Samvad, Together in Conversation, for the ones who are paying heed, is where we try to draw your attention to things that matter and the importance of our attention. Why is that? Now let us remember this again. What we give our attention to matters, as our life's experience would ultimately amount to whatever we had paid attention to. Attention is as fundamental as food, and we go blundering about seeking ways to assuage the craving instead of learning how to provide ourselves with what we need sensibly and calmly. Once our attention is drawn to the mechanism of why and what we give attention to, it is as if a veil has been stripped off and we become freer in our action and choices, and that is our endeavor. This week I bring to your attention another excerpt which we have titled Good Vibes from the book titled Healthy Pleasures by David Sobel and Robert Onstein. Playing to the natural strengths of mind and body, Healthy Pleasures explores the many ways to extend our lives as we enrich them by understanding the crucial role of pleasure in our health. Using the latest research in medicine, biology, and psychology, the authors, a renowned brain researcher and a leading expert in preventive medicine, propose a new way to manage health with less effort and more fun. Good vibes. To the excerpt. Almost everyone has a musical preference. Almost everyone has a musical preference. Playing radio roulette, tapping feet in time to music, singing along with a favorite tune at the top of our lungs. We don't have to splurge for a subscription to the symphony, retreat under headphones, or go to church to tune into how music affects us. Be it Bach, jazz, rock, gospel, or pop, music is a mood mover. The right music at the right time brings us joy and serenity and soothes frazzled nerves. It lifts us up when we are down and calms us when we are too excited. One study showed that moving to an even rhythm made muscles flex and extend more smoothly, and music may get you in tune with your body, increasing endurance, regulating breathing, and getting you in the mood to exercise. Here ends the excerpt. Now don't wait. I'm sure you will enjoy reading this book. If you have a copy and you haven't read it, I'm sure you'll enjoy reading it once you start. If not, you can buy your copy from the following link. If you can't click on the link or by any chance see the link, you can log on to www.humanjourney.us and go read a feature on the book and buy a copy. Enjoy reading it with your family, friends, and near and dear ones. And if you enjoy reading in solitude, do not forget to share interesting excerpts, facts, that you come across with your family, friends, and near and dear ones. And concluding today's post and podcast episode, I thank all who take time out and read the blog post and listen to the episodes of the podcast each week. For those who listen and have not subscribed to the podcast, I suggest you do and leave a review and click on the bell icon so that you can be notified for all new episodes that get uploaded every week. Until the next time, you all stay safe and healthy and have a good day. Namaste. Thank you.